Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Beautiful night, 83 at game time. And the pitch to Happ, drilled in the air, right field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is gone to the upper deck. A booming home run for Ian Happ, and the Cubs lead 5-0. It hit the facing of the third deck, fair by maybe 30 or 40 feet and gone by a whole bunch.
83.
Wouldn't you know what happens when you invoke 83. That was Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer last night. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. That Ian Happ home run helped the Cubs win the second out of their three games against the Washington Nationals, and now they begin a set with the Detroit Tigers. By record, these are the two best teams in baseball, Marshall Harris.
We've been waiting on this, right? Because we talked about the stretch, the 21 straight games. They come out of that stretch after playing 21 straight games against sub-500 competition at 16-5. Now it's on to the biggest series they've had since before this stretch, which was against the Mets, a series in which they lost against New York, also on the road. And so now you go to Detroit against a team that's got the best record in baseball with a bullet, but a team coming off a four-game split against the White Sox. So it makes me wonder what we're up against, but also Tarek Skubal. That's a tough way to start a back-to-reality series, if you will, about this is how the rest of Major League Baseball plays when you're not playing bad teams.
Despite everything that they did against the AL West, despite facing the Padres and the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks multiple times in the month of April, I actually think this is their biggest test because of that reason. They don't have the same starting pitching strength as a team, so the series will bear out their offense. Like we've talked about, Tarek Skubal is starting on the mound. He's already 5-2 with a 2.26 ERA. Ben Brown on the other side, so we get to see what Ben Brown is going to do. That means you're going to have to face the first inning, face that bugaboo for you, and what the Cubs lineup is going to look like. We know that Kyle Tucker jammed his ring finger earlier this week, so how is that going to play out, if at all, for him? Is that going to be an issue? You're going to need every bit of what you are going to have to do as a hitter in order to not only have a good approach against Skubal, lay off the breaking ball. You know, if you have to face that fastball, understand that that is a plus-plus fastball as well. I know Tucker was in the lineup yesterday, so I expect him to be back here, but are you going to be 100%? You better figure it out, because the best in the AL is going to let you know.
I think a bigger question here, specific to what you just talked about who they're going to face in this game, and Tarek Skubal, is we have a situation just a few days removed from facing another tough lefty. Is Michael Busch going to be in the lineup tonight? That's my biggest question heading into this. And if so, where is he batting? And also, how are you breaking up, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong, will he be batting cleanup or will he be further down in the order? Carson Kelly perhaps batting in that cleanup spot. I'm really interested to see how Craig Counsell approaches this specific matchup. It's game one of a three-game set, and it's a tough, it's arguably the toughest lefty that you can face. A guy who's the reigning Cy Young Award winner and a guy who doesn't walk people. And when you don't walk people, that's part of why the Cubs machine works, home, away, weather conditions, whatever. They get on base and they force you to work as a starting pitcher. So can they be that effective against Skubal? But back to your other point about Ben Brown. Okay, he needed an opener last time I checked. No opener. Does that mean we're over the stuff that he talked about after his last outing? He was spectacular in that outing, but are we good now?
I guess we have to be, because his name is on all our lists. His name is that guy. Otherwise, it would be Pomerantz, because it's typically the person who starts that first, you know, the first inning of the game.
Who had an opener yesterday? Well, Pomerantz was the guy. So I don't even know if they have like a second opener option, if that's what forced them to make this decision. I didn't know if he was ready or not.
I thought you were implying about the Tigers.
No. I'm saying because Pomerantz opened yesterday for Colin Wright. I was like, okay, so what does this mean for Ben Brown? Okay, I guess. But does he still need an opener? I don't know. We're going to find out together.
We're also going to find out if run support means anything to him, because that is going to be perhaps in shorter supply than we've seen in a while for this Cubs team. I think it's kind of like what happened when you faced Mackenzie Gore in the first inning and you got runners on base, but you couldn't bring anybody home. You've got to be able to make that happen against a guy like Skubal. I think, you know, it's him and it's Garrett Crochet when it comes to the two top dogs in the AL. And Crochet's a lefty too. So you knew you were going to face him at some point. And I like that even people talking on June the 6th about how this is a possible World Series preview, because it feels good to say those words regarding teams you know.
I think it lines up nicely when you're talking about teams that have the best record in each league and the two overall teams with the best record in baseball. But also coming off the 7-1 win against the Nationals, which is very different from the 2-0 shutout the day before, it feels like this Cubs team is doing the things they need to do overall.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ian Happ's starting to heat up a little bit here. He's got a seven. He's hit safely in 7 of his last 9 games. Matt Shaw, 3 more hits, 2 more stolen bases. The underrated speed of Matt Shaw is something that I'm beginning to pine over a little bit.
Well, and also just all the storylines too. Like we mentioned with Ryan Spielborgs earlier on the show, there are a lot of former Cubs who are playing with the Tigers now, or were in the system, as we know. Like Gleyber Torres was part of the Aroldis Chapman trade. You know, let's go way back. When you consider he's a part of this, Javi Baez being a functioning part of the Tigers, as we mentioned, and he talked to reporters about coming back to Chicago and what that meant for him. But when you put it all together, Zach McKinstry, another one, by the way, when you put it all together and this Tigers team is 41-23, this is not a fluke. This is by design. they're getting the most out of their players, and they're doing, I think, what Jed Hoyer always talks about in the whole playing over the actual expectation.
Yeah, the numbers on the baseball card don't matter because they're numbers in progress. You can add another line for another year and improve on whatever it is you have on the back of your baseball card.
The other thing, too, about this is it is in Detroit, and that is a pitcher's park. It is massive in the outfield, as we discussed with Ian Happ earlier this week. That plays into Scooble's favor as well. But could it also play into extra base hits for guys who we see have power to the corners, like, for example, say, Michael Busch, Kyle Tucker, say, Suzuki coming to mind as well?
I love this aspect of one of the things you take away from yesterday's game. It was just a great reminder of how good this team is defensively. You had not one, but two outfield assists. Kyle Tucker, he could throw just fine. Leadoff batter, CJ Abrams, gets him trying to stretch a single and a double. That allows Drew Pomeranz to face the minimum in the first inning. It just everything feels in order when that happens. And then you had, was it Ian Happ the other way? Later in the third inning with one out, throwing out a would-be double-getter. And that just kept the game in order until the Cubs could get their runs and build a bigger lead.
The Cubs travel to Detroit, as we mentioned, playing the Tigers team. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Zach Zabin bring you all the action on the only hometown call of the game as pregame begins at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
So the big thing that makes me focus on that defense is because Ryan Spielberg got on with us and told us just how good of a base running team the Tigers is. I'm interested to see how that dynamic works with the aggression on the base pass compared to Cubs outfielders who can mow you down if you try to get a little greedy.
And hey, Chicago sports fan, Chicago Sports Network is now available on Comcast Xfinity Channel 200. That's right, Comcast. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for more details. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.